This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. President Biden speaking out over gun reform after at least 8 people were fatally shot in cities overnight. He says Republicans need to get involved.
Banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, extensive background checks, they're part of the answer.
CBS's Natalie Ruckum with details on the shootings.
A shooting claimed several lives in a Philadelphia neighborhood. Police say a gunman in a bulletproof vest shot at random over multiple city blocks.
As they were scooping up the victims and preparing them for transport to the hospital, they also heard multiple gunshots up the street.
Police chased the man into an alley where he eventually surrendered. And in Texas overnight, several people were shot in a Fort Worth neighborhood. At least 3 were killed.
Shortly before midnight, shots were fired inside of the crowd.
CBS's Naomi Ruckum. In Highland Park, Illinois, people are remembering the 7 people killed at a 4th of July parade 1 year ago. Mayor Nancy Rotering.
We don't need the date or the holiday to remind us about what happened. We live with it every day. Even as the world moves on, the loss and the pain will never leave us.
If you're traveling today or this week, the weather may not be doing you any favors as the roads and airports are packed. Brian Kelly is founder of The Points Guy with some advice.
We recommend leaving, and this is the same for flights as well, as early in the morning as possible. Ton of people are hitting the roads this year. We're seeing gas prices down 30% from last summer.
There are worries at New York beaches after 2 possible shark attacks yesterday. WCBS TV's Jennifer McLogan.
A 15-year-old male surfer off Fire Island was bitten in the heel and toes. Earlier in the day, a 15-year-old girl felt something puncture her lower left leg. No one saw a shark, but swimmers were ordered out of the water for a time. Today, it began all over again.
A couple of sharks were spotted, so we again prohibited swimming, got everybody off the beaches.
A missing Massachusetts woman has been rescued after spending 3 days stuck in the mud. WBZ-TV's Lisa Hughes.
Emma Tatuski was reported missing last week by her family. Hikers at Borderland State Park in nearby Easton heard her screaming for help. When Easton police finally freed Tatuski, she was conscious and alert. Easton police believe that she was trapped for 3 days.
Your local fireworks shows could be in jeopardy with severe weather on tap for parts of the nation. Scattered thunderstorms are forecast over the Great Plains and into the upper Midwest. Plus, it's hot. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. When you have trouble sleeping.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. The fight over Wisconsin's top elections official could have implications for the 2024 presidential election in a battleground state. Legal questions over Megan Wolf's reappointment could take months to resolve, and the election is just 16 months away. If Wolf's position as administrator is still disputed next year, it could become the basis for lawsuits and challenges for the guidance she gives to local clerks. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that are expected to decide next year's presidential contest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is criticizing 2 Supreme Court decisions last week. She's talking about the court's ruling on affirmative action in college admissions and a case that allows discrimination against people based on sexual orientation. Baldwin says both rulings are matters of fairness and freedom. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Breeze. Weekday mornings from 6.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, scattered showers and storms. Some could be on the strong side. Highs near 90 degrees. Showers likely tonight. We'll see a low near 63. For Wednesday, partly sunny and a high near 75. Thursday, sunny 75 and back to near 80 on your Friday.
It's 76 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matthew and Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on some of the comments and talk a little bit more about the Supreme Court opinions. I'm going to talk about the practical effects of dividing us by any kind of immutable characteristic. That means unchangeable characteristic, like race, you know, sexual orientation, gender, and all that. Now, I don't know, you've heard of the movie Green Book. You know, it's a good movie. There was a thing called the Green Book that was published for African-American travelers to identify hotels, gas stations, and restaurants where they would not be insulted or thrown out or conceivably suffer violence if they traveled. This was very, very common in the 50s. One of the things I was astounded to find out, there was a Green Book for Milwaukee until the mid-60s, so 65 or 66. There were a couple of gas stations that said it's safe to go to those. They'll let you buy gas. Couple of restaurants, a couple of hotels, only a couple. Safe to go there. They will give you a meal or put you up. This is in the mid-60s. If you were an African-American couple, I remember hearing a woman speak, and she was the wife of a medical doctor, and an African-American couple. And when she was a kid, and this was not in Milwaukee, this was, I think it was either Indiana or Maryland or somewhere, there was a lawsuit because they weren't permitted to swim in the swimming pool. And so a court order came down, required them to be able to swim in the swimming pool. So they went and swam. And that night, the town drained the pool, cleaned it, and refilled it. This is the kind of insult that people have suffered based on race, especially, religion, especially, and now, in this case, sexual orientation. You can't have a modern society like that. In the early 60s, or mid-60s, they finally passed the Civil Rights Act. And it said that hotels and restaurants, any place of public accommodation could not discriminate based on race. Now, it's all well and good to say that, but when I was stationed in the Navy in Little Creek, Virginia, which is right near Norfolk, Virginia, in 1970, the amusement park in Little Creek, outside of Little Creek, had only been integrated in 1967, 3 years earlier, several years after the Civil Rights Act. In other words, if you went, an African-American couple and their kids went to that amusement park, even 4 years, 3 years before I got there, they were thrown out. Now, this gal out in Colorado is a website designer, okay. And you may say, well, the market will take care of that. Everybody, this gets around, who's going to use her? She's sort of weird. We don't want her. And but that really misstates things, because if this thing spreads And this Supreme Court says that the Civil Rights Act of 1965 is unconstitutional, and you can do it based on race. Then you can have arguments like, well, chain restaurants shouldn't because they make a lot of money and they're incorporated. But how about a mom and pop restaurant somewhere in a small town that's unincorporated, and mom and pop do the cooking and the clearing? You can't have this. The law has got to be, the law is, until these people changed it, the law is that if you hold yourself out as a public accommodation, and that's a broad term, can mean a restaurant, can mean a hotel, and it can mean really any business. I mean, what happens if you have a sole practitioner who's a lawyer and he's not incorporated, or a sole practitioner who's a doctor not incorporated? He says, I'm going to pick certain kinds of patients and clients, and it ain't you. You can't have that. You say, Jack, you want to hold yourself out for a fee or for a profit, that's fine. You will handle everybody. And I don't care if you think you're Michelangelo as a in some kind of a website design. You put up the standard website. What's so hard about the standard website? Nothing's that hard about it. Mark from the SAC made a good point. The Constitution doesn't say the Supreme Court could do this. Who the hell are they to say? Why are they the one branch of government, judicial, legislative, and executive, who's beyond review? They can review, they think, the executive and the judicial. The judicial can impeach the executive. The executive can veto the judicial or the legislative, and it requires two-thirds majority. But these clowns aren't even elected. The president and Congress are elected. These clowns are put in for life. And they're on the take, some of them. They're on the take. And they go, well, I'm a king. I can't be reviewed. I suggested that there be a grand jury convened, certainly on Clarence Thomas for the money he took. And frankly, a grand jury convened to find out who leaked the Dobbs decision. I think it was Alito. But he wouldn't permit himself to be questioned under oath. Now, you say, why didn't they subpoena him? Because he would have quashed the subpoena. Because the tarantulas would have said, you can't subpoena Supreme Court justice. They're like the King of England in the 18th century. In the Constitution, Hamilton, one of our great founding fathers, who is also one of the authors of the Federalist Papers, was asked, well, what if we ever have a Supreme Court that's crooked? And they're in there for life and they can do whatever they want. And he said, well, that could never happen. He said, they don't have an army. That's because he was the chief of staff to George Washington. And George Washington didn't put up with this stuff. And these English judges said, these taxes are okay and screw you. And George Washington said, oh, really? Well, screw you too. And there was a Revolutionary War. I don't want that again. I don't want that again. But these people are taking an unconstitutional power, say they can't be reviewed by anybody else and can do whatever they want, and they can take money while they do it. Does that sound right? I mean, everybody out there, many of you aren't lawyers. Does that sound like it makes sense? Do you think that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Alexander Hamilton, and Benjamin Franklin had that in mind? I don't think they had that in mind. And we got to do something about it. Here you have tarantulas in the Senate and the House who stick up for them. Moscow Mitch wants to filibuster everything. McCarthy panders to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. We have a division in this country, but people of good faith and on the Republican Party, you do have the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzinger. Stand up. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is decrying tragic and senseless shootings in the nation after at least 8 were killed overnight. 5 died in Philadelphia, where Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says,
this male was wearing a bulletproof vest with multiple magazines in the vest. He also had a scanner and an AR-style rifle and a handgun.
Things are not cute at the nation's airports where travelers are still dealing with weather delays. This woman is at Newark.
I'm really, like, overwhelmed. This is too much. I just want to get to Los Angeles.
The weather is indeed frightful in parts of the nation. Between severe thunderstorms over the Great Plains and Upper Midwest and serious heat in the Southeast and in Minneapolis, WCCO-TV's Jonah Kaplan.
More than 90 degrees outside, a delicious, refreshing 55 degrees inside the Palace Ice Garden here in Minneapolis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is criticizing two Supreme Court decisions last week. She's talking about the court's ruling on affirmative action in college admissions and a case that allows discrimination against people based on sexual orientation. Baldwin says both rulings are matters of fairness and freedom. She says she's worried about the broader implications of the court's decisions in the future. Eight people are doing better today after getting stuck hanging upside down on a roller coaster for about 3 hours in Crandon Sunday. Nobody was hurt, but one person did go to the hospital. It happened on the last day of the Forest County Festival. Channel 7 in Wausau reports seven of the stuck passengers were kids. Inspectors were still looking into the cause of the mechanical breakdown last we checked. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when you were talking about the Green Book, it reminded me of a story regarding Colin Powell. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the first African-American to be appointed to that position under George Herbert Walker Bush, and he was later Secretary of State. In his memoirs or in an interview, I can't recall which one, but he talked about how when he was courting his wife, Alma, before they married, he would have to use the Green Book in order to visit his wife when he was traveling from the north, when he was stationed in the north to travel down south in Alabama. And he would use the Green Book in order for him to know where places where he could stay while he was traveling through the south so he could court his future wife. And I am just amazed with the Supreme Court and their denial of history. And, you know, the descendants of Colin Powell have less rights than he did at this current moment. So that's all that I have.
That's a profound statement, excellent statement. And I'll tell you, in the South, you could see, because there were some athletic teams that would travel, and the black players would have to stay in a different motel and all that. And finally, there were some, especially at the Vince Lombardi was one of them, and some of the others who said, that isn't going to happen. You're going to play and keep your mouth shut down there, and we're going to all stay together, or we ain't coming. And there were some college coaches too, and that helped break it up. I have a high regard for Colin Powell. I heard him speak he gave a speech at the medical college in Milwaukee that I went to. It was an excellent speech. He was a patriot and a great Secretary of State. But that really pains me to hear that even he had to do it. But your point that his descendants, at least back then, the Supreme Court understood the history of the country. I mean, thank God they haven't overturned Brown versus Board of Education, for Pete's sake. You know, I mean, everything that they have said can be used to overturn some foundational decisions from the past. Now, you need a federal court. You need a Supreme Court for the simple reason that in the past, when it's done some good stuff, Brown versus Board of Education in 1954 overturned Plessy v. Ferguson, which was in the 1890s. In the 1890s, there was a black guy in Louisiana who got arrested for sitting in a white car on a train. So he brought suit and went to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, as long as there's a car you can sit on, it doesn't matter that it's your second-class citizen. Brown, you know, so 60 years later, our country had changed. There were a lot of heroic black veterans in the Second World War, and attitudes were changing, and Brown versus Board of Education said you could not have separate but equal, didn't cut it in education or anything else. But what happens if you have a court like the present one that says that it's beyond review? It's the only branch of government that can't be overruled. You can overrule, there's a check and balance against the executive and against the judiciary, but not against the Supreme Court, according to them, just because they say it. And they are overturning all this precedent. How about Citizens United? They overturned 100 years of precedent in several Supreme Courts and in several legislators, Congresses. How about Dobbs? 50 years of rights. And you know what they're doing in that one? In that one, and it's very sneaky. They're not saying you can't have an abortion or can't have an abortion. They're saying leave it up to the states. 14 states now have almost essentially outlawed it and have said to women, now think about this. OBGYNs are very reluctant to terminate any pregnancy, even if the woman is going to die. Why is that? Because all it takes is one district attorney. We have 72 counties in this state, and there are a number of them that are Republicans. Many of them are not going anywhere ultimately and like to be in Congress. All they have to do is prosecute a doctor and get a headline. So people are basically saying now to a woman, you have to get sepsis. You have to be on the point of death. And then maybe we'll do it, but maybe we won't. Maybe we'll send you to Illinois. So the Supreme Court's very sneaky. They're not going, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling what? The Cretans in 14 states, they don't call them Cretans, but they're gerrymandered legislators, gerrymandered legislatures, and they knew it because they approved it. You see what's going on? Do you see what is going on? And again, thank you for the call. That's excellent. Going back to the lines. Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about. I wanted to go off on just a bit of a tangent, but it does relate, and that is the question of what may happen to the concept of legacy admissions to colleges. If race can't be considered, why should the status of your parents, whether they attended this school or not, affect at all whether you should be considered for admission to a school? I started to look at this, and it's astounding the number of colleges and universities that still have legacy as one of the determining factors for whether students get admitted to the college or not. For example, Harvard in their 2021 class had 29% of that class had legacy status. The parents had come there. And it's, coming from a background where that really wasn't a possibility for me because my father was too poor to even attend college he had to work. I find a great bit of joy that some are now talking about the fact that, well, perhaps it's time for some legal challenges on this program of affirmative action for the privileged, and that legacy admissions should go away. I'd be curious what your reactions are. Thanks, man.
Yeah, great comment. And I'll give you kind of a cheeky reaction because legacy admissions tend to be Republicans and the donors like it, and therefore the Supreme Court takes money from the donors. So that's a cheeky answer. The other answer, though, is you're absolutely right. With Harvard's case, what I read about, first you have to be qualified, you're an athlete, all that, blah, blah, blah. But then there are four or five other categories they have. Race is one, legacy status is one, veteran status is one. I think there's a couple of others. All they did is eliminate the one. And you know what they used it, what they based it on? The 14th Amendment, which was passed precisely to make Black people equal. I mean, there's kind of a grisly, sadistic humor that they were employing here. So I think if that you went on legacy, they wouldn't even take the case. They don't have to take the case. Thanks for calling. There's a lot of you on the line. I'm going to take as many as I can. If any of you I can't get to till the next segment, please don't hang up. I like these calls. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Make it short and sweet. Big money is buying our country. They don't give a crap about the people. You can see it in the Republican Party. You can see it in the gerrymandered states. You know, there's attacks on women, attacks on everybody. And you know what? We give big tax breaks for those big donors to put money right back in the Republican Party. But yet we can't help the poor college students that their prices were sky high and the ripoffs of the different universities and how they can't get out of the payments or lower them. So there's a lot of crap going on, and we all need to get out and vote and vote these yahoos out. Thank you very much, Matt, and have a good weekend. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Jean. And you're making a good point, and that is the fact that there were two laws the Republicans put in to stick a knife in students. One of them is you can't declare bankruptcy. By law, you can't declare bankruptcy if you can't pay your student loans. And number two, some of these people were locked in at 8% interest rates, and it's against the law to revisit the interest rate. You know, usually with your house, you can say, lower my interest rate or I'll go to another bank. You can't do that with student loans because the banks didn't want it. This is the kind of baloney that's going on. Next up, Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack? Jack of Merrimack.
Three possible answers to this issue with the Supreme Court. The most obvious answer to me is expand the court. We've got the original nine justices now, based on the fact that there were nine districts, federal districts, when that was established. There are now 13 districts. That's a reasonable method of saying we need to expand four more members to the court. I don't think that the Democrats and I don't think Biden have the political ethics or will to do that, but they really should. As an alternative, maybe we could enact in Congress a bill that says Supreme Court justices after X number of years, say 10, say 20, become justice emeritus. They cannot vote on any Supreme Court actions. They can be advisory, that's fine, but they cannot vote on those actions. Of course, ideally, it would be nice to have a constitutional amendment that would allow those people to be replaced.
Yeah, no, these are excellent suggestions. The reason Biden has said he won't expand is because That would have to be the Congress. Moscow Mitch would filibuster it, and we don't have 10 votes to overcome it. And of course, McCarthy wouldn't even bring it on the floor. But I think that's something very much in the back of people's minds. Secondly, you're right, a constitutional amendment limiting their terms to 20 years would be fine with me. But that takes going to take 2/3 of the Congress, and you're not going to get that. That is the dilemma we're in. Okay, Karina Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Karina?
Hey, Matt. I haven't heard called you for a while. Actually, I was in Moscow with all that was going on.
What's on your mind, Karina? Thank you. What's on your mind?
I tell you this conversation is all together absolutely silly. The fact is that Americans are even asking for a raise anywhere you go, including your job.
Karina, could I ask you a question? Are you on a speakerphone? Could you take it off speaker? Because we're having difficulty hearing you, and I want my listeners to hear you. Can you take it off speaker?
I'm sorry. So I'm saying is that it's funny that they even concerned about it, because you know perfectly well the only place Americans don't ask for your race is the international passport. Why? Because nobody cares. Nobody ever asks anywhere else. But nobody even concerned about anybody's race anywhere in the world. Why are we still talking about it? That's so useless.
Right. That's a good point. Karina is from Russia, from Moscow, and she's making a good point. And that is, we're the only ones that have race and why do we do that? Thank you for the call. Very good. Curtis of West Allis, you're next, my friend. What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing today? All I can say is I hope the young people wake up and vote in 2024, because this is worse than Reaganomics. You know, I dealt with Reaganomics when I was, you know, in my 30s, 20s and 30s. But now this Supreme Court justice, if they don't go and vote and change the way it is going to happen, the next 50 years for those young people, it's going to be horrible.
You're right. And because some of these people are fairly young and they're going to sit there and they are simply going to be arms of the Republican Party, they'll still take money. And they'll still take money because all 9 of them wrote a letter saying that nobody has the power to impose an ethics rule on them, even though there are ethics rules on every other judge at every level in the country. They like their status of being the House of Lords. It's just like the Senate. They're all House of Lords, 100 of them. This guy Tuberville in Alabama won't permit any promotions for admirals and generals. And everybody, you know, you can say, well, they should all get together and say that you can't do that. Not a single Democratic or Republican senator has done anything to stop them. Not a single one. Now, some of them, like Ron Johnson, are pro-Russia. They're pro-Putin. They like the fact that they're weakening America. But what happens about all the rest of the senators? Once people get in Supreme Court or Senate and they become House of Lords, it goes to their heads. And somebody's got to say to these people, go right up to them at one of the fundraisers or whatever, or, you know, the pig roast or whatever, and say, knock it off. You work for me. I don't work for you. Knock it off. All right, we're going to a break. I see some people still on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, mostly cloudy and lows in the low 60s. Early clouds to start Wednesday, then sun late, highs in the mid-70s, beautiful day. Sunny and upper 70s Thursday. Another nice day on Friday, lots of sunshine, upper 70s to around 80. Right now it's 76.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine.
Welcome back to Matt, the director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Hey, first of all, I'll say happy Friday to you, Matt, and I hope you have a good holiday. But the Clinton-Trump election turns out to be really big as far as the Supreme Court goes. But I'll just make two quick points. I don't know if there's anything they can't overturn. Even Social Security and Medicare were probably on the table if they really wanted to. And this could go on for 20-plus years. 20-plus years, because the Supreme Court is really young. So that's my two points. Thanks, Matt.
Right. You know, Clarence Thomas in the early 90s was 40-something. So now he's, 70-something. But some of these justices they all go into their 80s. And in the old days, occasionally they go to 90. So you're right. Absolutely right that we're talking him. And then you have Gorsuch. You have Comey Barrett. Kavanaugh, these are very young people. They could go 30, 40 more years. And if when they step down, there happens to be a Republican president, we could get another tarantula. The Republican Party, listen to me, you out there in the Republican Party, you got to get rid of your tarantulas. Why are you permitting your party to be taken by these people? The party of Eisenhower, party of Tommy Thompson, of Lee Dreyfus, of Liz Cheney, of Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney. Why are you letting this party be taken by tarantulas and continue to vote for tarantulas? Going back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I have some happy 4th of July numbers from the economy. The Biden economy has added 13 million jobs, which is a record for 2.5 years, including 800,000 manufacturing jobs. We have 10 million applications for new small businesses filed during that time. That is the strongest 2 years on record. We have the strongest growth since the pandemic of any of the major economies in the world. Inflation has fallen for 11 straight months and has come down by more than half. And all of that has been accomplished while reducing the deficit. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, Bill. And that is excellent news. And thank you very much. And I want to build on that just very briefly. And that is this. You see in social media all the time, you see on Fox News and this and that, that Biden, how is Biden doing on the economy? You just heard how Biden's doing on the economy. You just heard how he's doing on the economy. He is fighting with a Congress, and that's why it's so important that he be the president and that Trump not have won last time, that he be the president. He is the most experienced president of the United States in terms of Senate and congressional affairs of all time, going back to George Washington, because he's been in the Senate or vice president or a brief hiatus while he ran for president since 1972. That's 51 years. No one knows it better than he does. No one knows it better than he does. And he managed to put through hard infrastructure with 19 Republican senators backing it, soft infrastructure. He managed to get Manchin and Sinema on board on that one. He put through the debt bill, which extended the debt till after the next election. He put that through. When Republicans have the House, and he got McCarthy to put it through, and he guided McCarthy in how he could neutralize the right-wing wingnuts that are in his caucus. The next challenge we're going to have is this fall, when they actually have to vote on funding. That's going to be another fight. Biden is doing the job. Anybody who tells you, when you're having a beer with them, you're standing around a picnic or something, Biden's no good on the economy, they don't know what they're talking. They really don't know what they're talking about. You heard what Bill just said. 13 million jobs in 2.5 years, a record in the whole history of our country. 800,000 manufacturing jobs, new ones. Everybody goes, oh, we're losing manufacturing jobs. We lose manufacturing jobs under Republican presidents. This president brought in 800,000 new ones. I'll tell you what, the stock market has rebounded after Trump. Inflation cut in half, the best inflation movement downward of all the developed countries. And you have Ron Johnson, and I will never understand why this did not become an issue in the last Senate race, said that he thought that Social Security and Medicare should be revoted every year. Tim Scott, who's the guy down in Florida, the Scott down in Florida. There's a Scott in South Carolina and a Scott in Florida. It's the bad Scott down in Florida. Said it should be revoted on every 5 years. They can't even vote on a budget. We have continuing resolutions every year. They can't even vote on extending the debt limit without drama, without everybody with a knife at each other's throats. Do you think they would have extended Social Security and Medicare if Ron Johnson had his chance? 60% of the people in West Virginia, people over 65, depend in whole or in major part on Social Security to live. It's less than that in Wisconsin, but it's still very substantial. Social Security is the one bill, most important bill in the last century, that changed us from an agrarian society in the 1920s, where people had to move in with their kids when they got older, or live in a hut somewhere, no electricity, and grow a few apples, grow a few carrots, try to make it. We were a primitive society. Franklin Roosevelt modernized us. This Republican Party wants to put us back. Everything they do is to try to cut. Everything they do is to try to cut the University of Wisconsin system, Madison, UWM, all the other campuses, education, every childcare. Something like 130,000 kids aren't going to have childcare, 4,000 providers because of these people. This is what they do. We were modernized. We still are, but we're not going to continue for long if these clowns come back to power. We're going to the end of the show. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy 4th of July to my fellow veterans, and happy 4th of July to everybody. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.